plate a potential nugget.
Moving on, Ramesh, we've also interacted on a couple of occasions outside of the McKinsey context, right? You're involved with the Akanksha Foundation and Teach for India. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, all of us have finite time. How do you think about your, you know, portfolio of time, pie chart of time, and how have you thought about allocating it to even pursuing impact through the McKinsey platform, outside the platform? How have you thought about choices over the last few years?
Yeah, I think early in my McKinsey career, and probably even going back to when I was at IIT Madras, I used to spend a few hours a week with an organization that was teaching kids in Tharamani. I always felt that I got a lot from society, Deepak. I went to Kendriya Vidyalaya Central School. I paid 5 rupees a month for my education. I got largely a free education from IIT and IIM through the Merit Come Means Scholarship. Because, you know, my father passed away when I was 12 years old. So our family income was low enough that we qualified, as long as I had good enough grades for the Merit Come Means Scholarship. And that was the ultimate gift that I got from society, the government, the system at large. And I felt I had an obligation to pay it back, or pay it forward, as they say. My first few years at McKinsey were, you know, I was busy learning and learning how to be a successful professional. But as I got close to getting elected partner, that's when I was introduced to Shaheen Mistry, the founder of Akanksha. Both Charuta and I met her, and it was truly a transformational experience. Charuta, of course, was a marketing consultant after IMA, but she decided to switch to education full-time. It was the experience with Akanksha truly transformed her, and that's what got us to move to the U.S. And I decided to continue my involvement with Akanksha. I spend a few hours a week with Akanksha, whether it's on strategy, coaching people, fundraising, etc. But the few hours adds up. Over 20 years, I've stayed true to that. And about 10 years ago, I got involved with Teach for India. When Shaheen decided to launch Teach for India, we did a McKinsey project. And then off late, like I said, it's evolved from a hobby to a professional priority. I also now know a little bit about education in India. So recently, I said yes to helping an organization called People, which does some amazing work in Madhya Pradesh and Delhi. So I've been more comfortable adding to my portfolio. So my advice to people would be, pick themes that you're passionate about. You know, talk to your family members, your spouse, partner in particular, because if you're going to spend weekend time, etc., doing it, then they need to be excited about it as well. And then stay consistent for a long period of time. You can't have impact. In life, you can't have impact unless you're dedicated and you're focused. But for sure, in the nonprofit world, it takes time to solve educational equity in India as a 50-year problem. So take the time. And then once you've built some expertise and networks, you can choose to add within that team that then allows you to have more impact with even less time that you could spend. That's how I think about my own time allocation, Deepak.
Something similar came up in my conversation with Ashish Dhawan, the force behind Ashoka University, and somebody who spent several years in the space of education. He speaks about the complexity of the production function in the social impact space and urges us to go deep over a period of time to make a credible dent. Do tune into my conversation with Ashish if this interests you. You might also find the playlist Social Impact of interest. You will get a sense of how different people have moved to picking causes they are passionate about, given where they come from. You could just type playtopotential.com/tags, T-A-G-S, /social impact with a dash in the middle, which is S-O-C-I-A-L-I-M-P-A-C-T.